This is JIS News. Coming up, $1 billion artificial groundwater recharge system near completion. Government appoints chief information officer and Ministry of Finance and Planning receives $11.7 million grant from UNDP. The news in detail after this message.
Jamaica makes quantum leap in the 2014 Logistics Performance Index.
Ground broken for Total Logistics Facility at Kingston Wharves.
Jamaicans access logistics training in China, and Maritime Institute trains over 34,000 in Logistics 101.
But that's not all. Logistics 102 has been launched. We are Hub Active. Things are indeed happening.
This is a powerful vision of Jamaica's future, unfolding now before our very eyes. In what I call the hub effect.
Yes, the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative, a bold new vision for Jamaica's future.
Now the news. The Ministry of National Security is assuring the business community of Montego Bay that the government and members of the police force are working to address the high level of murders in St. James. Portfolio Minister Peter Bunting says policing measures and other interventions are being rolled out, which will result in a decline in short order. Minister of National Security Peter Bunting. Among the measures that have been put in place are the deployment of 100 additional police officers to the parish and the installation of 19 closed-circuit television cameras in strategic areas. The artificial groundwater recharge project being undertaken by the National Water Commission NWC is slated for completion by mid-November. On completion, the project will allow the NWC to pump treated water into the Lower Rio Cobre limestone aquifer, thereby replenishing and sustaining the underground water storage capacity within St. Catherine. Water Minister Robert Pickersgill, who toured the facility last week, said the project is over 75% completed. He says the initiative is revolutionary as it will increase the island's water security and enhance the country's development.
The artificial groundwater recharge project seeks to secure and supply more than 5 million gallons of water per day for hundreds of thousands of Jamaicans, particularly in sections of St. Catherine and the wider Kingston metropolitan area.
The work being carried out includes the establishment of an 8 million gallon capacity raw water treatment facility to increase the groundwater potential by treating and discharging surplus surface water into sinkholes and deep wells. The government has received close to $12 million in grant support from the United Nations Development Programme to implement the Change Management Programme. The initiative forms part of the government's transformation program and aims to strengthen the capacity of the Ministry of Finance and Planning to ensure efficiency in its business processes and regulations. Minister without portfolio in the Finance and Planning Ministry, Horace Daly, says the government remains committed to making the process of doing business in Jamaica much easier.
All the things that we do in changing processes, systems, and the way we all operate, the transformation is grounded in the growth agenda. Secondly, to give our people better service in every single agency of government. And thirdly, cost saving, to save more in doing business in GOJ, and also to ensure that we cut down on waste in the public service.
Mr. Daly was speaking at an agreement signing ceremony recently. And the government has appointed a Chief Information Officer, CIO, to improve the use of information and communication technology, ICT, throughout the public service. Chairman of the Public Sector Transformation Steering Committee, Pat Francis, says Dr. Louis Shalal has been appointed for 1 year. He is expected to work closely with Chief Executive Officer of eGov Jamaica, Herman Mathias, to promote secured integrated e-services across government.
Comes from Canada with a great reputation of having done the similar kind of thing. His job is to make sense of all of what we have been doing in the past, rationalize it, put it into a structure, put a governance system in place, and then eGov is going to actually implement what he has put in place or he has helped to strategize.
Ms. Francis adds that ICT transformation initiatives are among the suite of projects being supported by the Office of the Cabinet, which has responsibility to strengthen public sector institutions to deliver efficient and effective public goods and services. That was GIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.